This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has had a great victory on one front. We talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it in a little more depth. There will be an expansion of NATO. It is unanimous. It is endorsed by Turkey, which we used to call Turkey. We're supposed to be calling it Turkey now. That's what Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president, not quite for life, but for a very long time in Turkey, would prefer. So why not? As long as he lets Sweden and Finland into NATO, he not only lets them into NATO, he actually treats their accession into NATO with triumphant welcome. We'll be talking about that with somebody who is an expert who actually predicted this turn of events, which I don't think anybody else would have thought of years ago. We will be getting to that this hour on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, one of the biggest issues in the country, which we addressed at least a little bit yesterday with Bruce Chapman, is the issue of suicide, mental illness, and particularly drug addiction. And I know a lot of people say, oh, that's too bad, that hits unfortunate people, but there are stories all over the country of, quote, happy middle-class families, American families where everything is going right and the kids are doing okay, and everything looks like it's coming along, people getting educated, leading productive lives, getting jobs, creating relationships, and then lives fall apart, seemingly all of a sudden. And no, it's not opioids, it's not fentanyl, it's marijuana. There is a devastating piece in the New York Times. It's actually brilliantly written, and I think it might be in line for a Pulitzer Prize. I'm not kidding. It's by a reporter named Christina Karen. And she writes about a 14-year-old named Elise. And Elise was 14 when she first started vaping cannabis, the article says. It didn't smell, which made it easy to hide from her parents, and it was convenient. Just press a button and inhale. After the second or third try, she was hooked. Elise, now 18, said it was intense, intense euphoria. Her last name was being withheld to protect her privacy. Everything was moving slowly. I got super hungry. Everything was hilarious. But the euphoria eventually morphed into something much more disturbing. Sometimes the marijuana would make Elise feel more anxious or sad. Another time she passed out in the shower, only to wake up a half hour later. This was not your average weed. The oil and waxes she bought from dealers were typically about 90% THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. But because these products were derived from cannabis and nearly everyone she knew was using them, she assumed they were relatively safe. She began vaping multiple times every day. Her parents didn't find out until about 1 year later in 2019. We got her into a program to help her with it, said her father of her addiction. We tried tough love. We tried everything, to be honest with you. Starting in 2020, she began having mysterious bouts of illness where she would throw up over and over again. At first, she and her parents and even her doctors were baffled. During one episode, Elise said she threw up in a small bathroom for an hour. I felt like my body was levitating. Another time, she estimated that she threw up at least 20 times in the span of 2 hours. It wasn't until 2021, after a half dozen trips to the emergency room for stomach illness, including some hospital stays, that a gastroenterologist diagnosed her with cannabinoid hyperemesis, which is a syndrome, a condition that causes a recurrent vomiting in heavy marijuana users. Jeremy, do you ever heard of that? Okay, thank God no is the answer. Right. Yes, no. I mean, chronic vomiting, 20 times in the span of 2 hours? Although recreational cannabis is illegal in the United States for those under 21, it has become more accessible as many states have legalized it. But experts say today's high THC cannabis products, vastly different than the joint smoked decades ago, are poisoning some heavy users, including teenagers. Marijuana is not as dangerous a drug as fentanyl, writes the New York Times, but it can have potentially harmful effects, especially for young people whose brains are still developing. In addition to uncontrollable vomiting and addiction, adolescents who frequently use high doses of cannabis may also experience psychosis that could possibly lead to a lifelong psychiatric disorder, an increased likelihood of developing depression, and suicidal ideation, changes in brain anatomy and connectivity, and poor memory. But despite these dangers, the potency of the products currently on the market is largely unregulated. And this stuff is just amazing, and most people have no idea. And actually, your life, maybe your kids' life, could depend on your getting some idea. In 1995, the average concentration of THC in cannabis samples seized by the Drug Enforcement Administration was about 4%. Okay? That's 4% back in 1995, 27 years ago. By 2017, it had gone up to 17%. And now cannabis manufacturers are extracting THC to make oils, edibles, wax, sugar-like crystals, and glass-like products called shatter that advertise high THC levels, in some cases exceeding 95%. Although cannabis is legal for recreational use in 19 states and Washington, D.C., and for medical use in 37 states and D.C., only Vermont and Connecticut have imposed caps on the concentration of THC. Both ban concentrates above 60%, with the exception of pre-filled cartridges, and do not permit cannabis plant material to exceed 30% THC. But there is little evidence to suggest that these specific levels are somehow safer. California lawmakers are now considering adding a mental health warning label to cannabis products, specifying the drug may contribute to psychotic disorders. Would that stop you from if you were in the habit of enjoying marijuana? But if in California, which is very pro-pot and the center of the whole pot industry, if they're talking about warning labels specifying that the drug may contribute to psychotic disorders, psychotic just doesn't mean quirks. It means the kind of disorders that can ruin your life or cost your life. National surveys suggest that marijuana use among 8th, 10th, and 12th graders decreased in 2021, a change partly attributable to the pandemic. However, over the two-year interval from 2017 to 2019, the number of kids who reported vaping marijuana over the last 30 days rose among all grades, nearly tripling among high school seniors. In 2020, 35% of seniors and as many as 44% of college students reported using marijuana in the past year. If you have experience with some of the downsides about marijuana, or you doubt that they exist, and you have feelings on this issue, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
And part of what I do try to do on this show, to make it the best show on radio, is to give you some background of information on issues that are occurring right now that are important to people everywhere, particularly in the Seattle, Washington area, but all across the country. One rigorous new study And this is reported by Michael McDonnell, who is an addiction treatment expert at the Washington State University College of Medicine. Yeah, they have one now at Wazoo. He says one rigorous study found that the risk of having a psychotic disorder was 500% higher, five times as high, among daily cannabis users in Europe and Brazil than those who had never used it. So you develop a marijuana habit, you have increased your risk of a psychotic disorder by 500%. Another study published in 2021 in JAMA Psychiatry, that's Journal of the American Medical Association of Psychiatry, reported that in 1995, only 2% of schizophrenia diagnoses in Denmark were associated with marijuana use. By 2010, that figure has risen to 6 to 8%, which researchers associated with increases in the use and the potency of cannabis. In other words, you've heard this before, but it's very important to keep in mind when people think about, oh, college students back in the 60s and 70s in dorm rooms. This is very different from the joints that were being passed around there. Dr. Sharon Levy, the director of the Adolescent Substance Use and Addiction Program at Boston Children's Hospital, said, quote, "There is no doubt that higher concentration products are increasing the number of people who have had bad experiences with cannabis." Let us go to your calls and to, who are we going to, Jeremy? Pam, to Pam, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you, Mr. Medved. I appreciate your show. Just wanted to speak to parents out there. Our son, by the grace of God, has been saved from a terrible heroin addiction, which, of course, you can tell by my voice how painful that was. And it was very interesting. As a young adolescent, I knew that he had smoked marijuana occasionally, you know, writing that off sort of as a, you know, a rite of passage for a teenage son. But it was no rite of passage. In fact, it just jump-started us into an eight-year cycle of, you know, life or death every single day. And in his sobriety now, thank God he's sober. He's 35 now. I asked him the other day, I said, you know, son, do you think that marijuana was a gateway drug? Because, you know, again, he would fight me constantly. And he said, you know, Mom, in all the treatment that I've been in, he said, everybody I know started with marijuana. He said, it is not an innocent drug.
Well, and how long ago was this that he was battling? Go ahead.
Well, so it was from 2009 until just 7 or 8 years ago, 2009 to 2015.
Well, what's fascinating is that this report in the New York Times makes it clear that even since 2015, which was what you're talking about, that the potency of the marijuana, the amount of THC and the psychoactive components of marijuana is much higher, and the danger is much greater. And the idea that fentanyl gets so much attention because, of course, it often leads to death, and there's so many prominent people who have died of fentanyl overdoses, but again, the idea that people have 500% more likelihood of developing a lifetime psychotic disorder, and it's not just psychiatric disorder, it's psychotic disorder with marijuana, that's extraordinary. Pam, thank God that things are better for your family, and may it continue that way. I appreciate your call very much. Laura Stack, who lives in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, said that when her son, Johnny, first confessed to using marijuana at the age of 14, she said to herself, Oh, well, it's just weed. Thank God it wasn't cocaine. She said she had used marijuana a couple of times in high school and cautioned him that marijuana would eat your brain cells. But at the time, she wasn't overly concerned. I used it. I'm fine. What's the big deal? But I had no idea, she added, referring to how marijuana has changed in recent years. So many parents like me are completely ignorant. Initially, her son did not have any mental health problems and excelled in school, but he eventually started using high-potency marijuana products multiple times a day. And this, Ms. Stack said, made him completely delusional. By the time he reached college, he had been through various addiction treatment programs. He had become so paranoid that he thought the mob was after him and his college was a base for the FBI, Ms. Stack said. At one point after he moved out of his childhood home, he threatened to kill the family dog unless his parents gave him money. His mother later discovered that Johnny had obtained his own medical marijuana card when he turned 18 and had begun dealing to younger kids. After several stays at mental hospitals, the doctors determined that Johnny had a severe case of THC abuse, Ms. Stack said. He was prescribed an antipsychotic medication, which helped, but then he stopped taking it. In 2019, Johnny died after jumping from the top of a six-story building. He was 19. A few days before his death, Ms. Stack said Johnny had apologized to her, saying that weed had ruined his mind and his life, adding, "I'm sorry and I love you." A recent study found that people who use marijuana had a greater likelihood of suicidal ideation, a plan, and attempt than those who did not use the drug at all. Ms. Stack now runs a nonprofit called Johnny's Ambassadors that educates communities about high THC cannabis and its effect on the adolescent brain. Look, with all the other problems that we encounter, this one is highly personal. And it's also national and growing and deserves, it seems to me, more attention. We also need to give more attention to doing what we can as a nation, as a government, to help our allies who are fighting for the continued existence of Ukraine, which Russia is determined to wipe out. A positive development in that regard, we will be talking about that with Elizabeth Braugh, who has been studying basically the security future of Scandinavia for years. Finland and Sweden, now new allies. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, a lot of people who follow international news have been looking for good news recently. And Ukraine holding its own, but a very, very bloody, grueling, punishing and barbaric war by Russia with no prospects of immediate resolution. So when all of a sudden you have an addition that had been blocked of two important nations to the NATO alliance, the nations of Sweden and Finland, well, that's something to celebrate. And somebody who anticipated that and who talked, going back 20 years about how Sweden and Finland were not really as neutral as they pretended at one time to be, is Elizabeth Braw, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges such as hybrid and gray zone threats. She has a brand new book, which is called The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. First of all, were you surprised at how quickly President Erdogan of Turkey, decided to remove his objections and to actually welcome Sweden and Finland into the NATO alliance?
I was. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Michael. I was surprised, I was surprised that he managed to change his mind just before the NATO summit was about to take place. He had been logging these objections for a few weeks now, and I think everybody was convinced that he would just keep at it, because there was so little time left before the NATO summit, and then just with just a few hours to go, Turkey lifted its block, and then Sweden and Finland were free to join.
You said, I know you were one of the people asked to comment on this development, and you said this is undeniable good news for the United States and for the Biden administration, actually. Why is that?
It would look terrible if NATO were to meet with 29 out of 30 member states wanting two new members to join and everybody feeling happy about that. But the joy being ruined by the 30th member state, i.e. Turkey blocking that accession. And the problem with NATO is, or the challenge is that every member state has to agree to the accession of new members. If you want to be a spoil sport, you can be a spoil sport, but it would have been a terrible signal to send at just this precise moment when it's so important for NATO to demonstrate unity, that it would demonstrate division at this summit. And that's what we predicted would happen. And it didn't happen. NATO is not able to protect harmony and unity again.
Well, in terms of harmony and unity, Sweden is a formidable military power, particularly in terms of Navy. And I understand, do they have a draft, the equivalent of a draft in Finland? They also have 300,000 people under arms, something like that?
Yeah, so Finland has mandatory military service for all men and voluntary military service for women. And that's something that Finland has had all along, just like most other countries used to have. And in Finland, it works extremely well. Men don't try to get out of it. They proudly serve. Even NHL stars and NBA stars and other top athletes come home to serve, do their military service. Sweden has a bit of a different system. In about 13 years ago, it did away with military service and went all professional. But recently, it reintroduced military service, but for a small number of people. So it's now very selective. And if you want to, even if you want to serve, you can't be sure that you would be selected for military service.
And in terms of the Arctic, and people are relating this even to climate change, there are more aspects of the Arctic that are passable and that are important strategically, and Sweden and Finland are both Arctic powers, right, that can help deter any moves by the Russians or the Chinese in that direction.
They are Arctic powers, and I think for NATO, it's important that it will now have a continuous landmass in that part of the world, from Norway by Sweden and Finland to the Baltic states, whereas in the past they had Norway and nothing, and then the Baltic states, and of course before that they had Norway and then nothing. And then Sweden and Finland are already active in the Arctic Council and are already keen Arctic watchers. So they are a welcome addition to that part of NATO as well. And we should remember that Russia could use that northernmost part of Norway and Finland to create trouble, and we have seen a little bit of that happening now with Russia saying that complaining that Norway is blocking exports to supplies going to Svalbard, and Russia is threatening to retaliate. Well, I think where Russia would choose to retaliate is that part of the world. So it's good to have Sweden and Finland part of the NATO family, also from an Arctic perspective.
Now, the entire NATO family, all 30 NATO nations, have approved the accession, the joining of the alliance by Sweden and Finland. How is Russia likely to react?
Well, Russia is not going to like it, and in fact, Russia has said all along that would be, used to say years ago whenever the subject came up, that would be consequences if Sweden and Finland joined. But Russia, the Russian leadership is also there. They are no fools. They know that Sweden and Finland are very closely connected to NATO already, heavily involved with NATO activities, NATO exercises, and also very interoperable with other NATO member states. With NATO member states already. So this idea of Sweden and Finland being neutral is something that is basically something that journalists write about. Sweden and Finland have been militarily non-aligned, but very heavily involved with NATO. So Russia has been under no illusions regarding Sweden and Finland's loyalties. And so they are just taking that final step into marrying NATO, as it were. I think ordinarily Russia would have reacted more strongly, but now it's so tied down in Ukraine that it can't very spare any resources or any military resources for any sort of retaliation, which is why I think we have seen a muted response so far, and we'll continue to see a muted response. We may see some other NATO pricks, but nothing of a major military kind.
NATO also has formally now recognized Russia as a direct threat to the 30-member alliance, soon to be 32-member alliance. They kind of have recognized Russia as a threat from the beginnings, right after World War II, haven't they?
Yeah, NATO was founded, we should remember, to counter or to defend its member states against the Soviet Union and its growing number of satellite states. So Russia, the Soviet Union, and subsequently Russia, really was always the reason that for NATO to exist. Then, of course, came the 90s and early 2000s when cohabitation seemed possible. But some NATO member states have always been concerned that Russia is not really a benign country, and it would be better to have NATO just in case. And now I have found out that it is quite good to have NATO because Russia poses a threat to the region. Not the only threat. China poses a threat to, albeit not of a massively military kind, but it has turned out that NATO is quite useful to have.
Quite useful indeed, and I know that there is a talk about placing more NATO resources directly in the Baltic republics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and perhaps in Poland. Elizabeth Brough, thank you for your great work and joining us on the show again. Her new book about defending the Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. We'll be right back. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
He didn't give up.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
He went for the throat. When you get into the Secret Service, you know you have to take one for the president, but you never expect to take one from the president. Thank you for your service. Let's keep this part secret.
And that is the real Stephen Colbert last night. Pretty good line. Could might have worked out something about how the Secret Service basically it was set up initially to go after counterfeiters. It's in the Treasury Department. No, really it is. And Secret Service agents, a lot of them go after counterfeiters. So actually they should be attacking Trump, right? Not Trump attacking them. And that entire story, by the way, is now called into question because the alleged participants in the story, which was told third hand by Cassidy Hutchinson, have said they're willing to testify under oath. They didn't happen that way. Though all of the direct participants are acknowledging that, yes, Mr. Trump was furious about going back to the White House instead of marching up to the Capitol building on January 6th. And one of the reasons he might have been marching up to the Capitol building on January 6th is, I'm sure, to help some of our members of Congress with a little bit of legal schooling, which is pretty necessary. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had this to say, which is an indication that she's born an American citizen, and she was born in the Bronx, in fact, and which is part of the United States. Yes, it is. And AOC would have had a tough time, I think, passing a citizenship exam in terms of understanding the way the government is supposed to work. Just listen to her idea of the balance between the three branches of government. This is explaining everything from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the gentle lady from New York. Listen.
When we have the framing of, you know, the framing of our government, the presidency, Congress, the President, Congress, and the Supreme Court are supposed to be three co-equal branches. Co-equal. None with supremacy over the other. And when any one of those branches overreaches its authority, it is the responsibility of the other two to check the overreach of that authority. The Supreme Court has engaged in the overreaching of its authority in denying the human and civil rights of any pregnant person or person that could become pregnant in the United States of America. They have engaged in overreach, and it is the responsibility of the President and Congress to put the Supreme Court in check because they have delegitimized them.
Okay. First of all, if there's anyone out there who would like to back up her statement that the Supreme Court has denied basic human rights of anyone by the Dobbs decision, what human rights have been taken away? What human rights have been denied? Where has abortion been made illegal by the Supreme Court? Well, the Supreme Court recognized is the Constitution of the United States has nothing to say either for or against abortion. There isn't a single jurisdiction anywhere in the country where it is the Supreme Court imposing its will on that legislative body or that executive body regarding the regulation of abortion. People who want legalized abortion, you're not stopped from enjoying legalized abortion in the state of Washington and the state of California and the state of New York and most of the states of the Union, which at least allow some aspect to abortion even after the Dobbs decision. The craziness of this is extraordinarily depressing. And, of course, that doesn't stop someone like AOC, who, by the way, counts as much as a celebrity as she does a member of Congress, which brings us up to this episode of Hooray for Hollyweird.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
Super Coney Hollywood.
And this goes to the general update on the entertainment industry, actually not entertaining people at all, but misinforming them about basics of our constitutional system or even the situation we're in right now regarding abortion law and what people refer to as abortion rights. F you, Supreme Court, but she didn't say F, she said the word, said Janelle Monáe, who, by the way, is a very talented actress and singer, and she's a gifted person, but she was at the very beginning of the 2022 BET Awards. That was this last weekend on Sunday night. The pink superstar wasn't alone in voicing negative feelings about the court during the awards show. Taraji P. Henson, somebody else who's been a guest on this show and is a very talented actress, Jasmine Sullivan and Latto, added their voices to the conversation, according to the Hollywood Reporter. Meanwhile, across the pond during the Glastonbury Festival in Britain, a handful of pop stars blasted the American Supreme Court, which has no impact on them. I'm devastated and terrified, said Olivia Rodrigo to the crowd. Devastated and terrified, according to Elle. So many women and so many girls are going to die because of this. She welcomed Lily Allen to the stage for a performance of the latter's song, F.U. is the name of the song. Do you know that ditty? Do you, Jeremy?
Do you want me to play it?
I think we better not play it. There are FCC regulations here, which we respect, or try to. The pair dedicated to the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe, we hate you, Rodrigo said. Okay, given the fact that what they did was basically recognize not the presence of any doctrine in the Constitution that was controversial or they were founding new. What they found was the absence of material in the Constitution, which is completely silent on the issue of abortion. And meanwhile, on Colbert's show, AOC recommended that Congress and President Biden, as part of their job of reining in the Supreme Court, I mean, that they should do the following policies. This is clip 10.
I believe that President Biden should entertain expansion of the Supreme Court. I believe that he should forcefully come out in ending the filibuster of the United States Senate. I believe that he should call on Congress to repeal the Hyde Amendment. And I also believe that Congress, we have the possibility, when we are strengthened by the repeal of the filibuster, or even the change to a talking filibuster or a standing filibuster, in doing so, we can codify Roe, we can codify, and all of the other cases that the Supreme Court indicated that they would threaten, we can codify same-sex marriage, we can codify the right to contraception, we can codify interracial marriage, we can do it.
Okay, why do they have to codify interracial marriage? The idea, there were only 18 states that had bans on interracial marriage, and I know that's 18 too many, in 1967 when the Loving case was adjudicated, but again, all of this is so ignorant. The Supreme Court does not make law. They read law. They explain what the law actually is. And they only get in trouble when they make stuff up from nothing. I'll tell you something that is not made up. It's something people have been talking about for a long time, including Ruben Navarrete, which is the shift of Latino voters over to the Republican side. There was more indications of it in the primaries last night. What is going on? What can the Republicans continue to do to promote that very useful trend? We will get to that and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.